USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nearly two dozen people are dead in New York and New Jersey from the heavy flooding brought by Hurricane Ida's remnants. At least 14 people were killed in various incidents in New Jersey. There are reports of 9 deaths in New York, including a 2-year-old boy in a flooded home in Queens. At least 60 Republican lawmakers are calling for President Biden and other officials within his administration to either resign or be impeached over their handling of the Afghan withdrawal. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says the GOP must first get the majority in the legislative branch on Fox Business.
Political accountability is the first step here, and that occurs on November 2022 when we need to sweep Democrats from power, their deficit spending, their open borders, this debacle here in Afghanistan.
USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
President Biden delivered remarks on Thursday regarding his administration's response to Hurricane Ida. The president also saying he will be visiting Louisiana on Friday to survey the damage in the state. Biden adding it will be an all-hands-on-deck approach regarding technology when it comes to assessing damage across heavily impacted areas.
I've asked the Pentagon, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Department of Energy to immediately make available any satellite imagery they can help provide in assessing the extent of the damage. Drones and satellites can make the work faster by getting to the places that are most desperately in need.
The White House is warning about malicious cyber activity ahead of the Labor Day weekend. Annie Neuberger saying hackers often look for opportunities to strike when fewer people are working in government and business offices, hospitals, universities, and school systems. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
New Yorkers continuing to clean up after a storm ripped through the area.
The remnants of Hurricane Ida flooded mid-Atlantic states overnight. Powerful winds and torrential downpour caused major travel disruptions across the region and prompted a flash flood emergency to be issued for the first time ever in New York City. New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul tells CNN this isn't their first rodeo.
You cannot prevent the scale of something like this, but the answer is how you prepare in advance and how you respond. And New York is prepared for this. We have had so many events, from Superstorm Sandy to Tropical Storm Irene to countless events. We deal with flooding all the time in the state. And so we have the assets. We deployed them early enough. So we stand ready to help in any community that lets the state of New York know. We're also contacting people proactively.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A group of Senate Republicans is pressing the White House for information about who remains in Afghanistan after the U.S. withdrawal. Politico obtaining a letter from 26 Republicans that expresses concern about the safety and well-being of American citizens and allies who were left behind in Afghanistan. The group also cites reports that ineligible individuals, including Afghans with ties to terrorist organizations or serious violent criminals, were evacuated alongside innocent refugee families. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.